From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Thursday's the day we read from your comments, and they came in quickly after my conversation with Oregon high school teacher Shirley Katz. She sued her school district for the right to carry a concealed weapon in class.
Wow, I couldn't believe what I was hearing, writes Liz Fox of Richmond, Virginia. It's truly mind-boggling that a teacher is trying to bring a gun into her school.
Mike Green of Norwich, Connecticut writes, I was dismayed at the fact that the teacher appeared to put her individual rights over the safety of her students. While I am sure that Ms. Katz knows how to fire a weapon, I am concerned about what would happen if a student got a hold of it. I can agree that she probably needs more protection. However, I think the safety of her students should come first.
Very different sentiments come from Mark Krause of Huntsville, Arkansas.
Hooray for Shirley Katz, he writes, and ATC for finally touching on the topic that has bothered me for some time. He continues, as a law-abiding citizen who has a concealed handgun license, I feel the responsibility to protect myself and others from the type of dangerous predators who may commit violent crimes. Perhaps there wouldn't be so many school shootings if it weren't illegal for people who don't break the law to carry them.
The comments of John McWhorter on the rash of recent noose incidents also produced a lot of email. He wrote an essay for us encouraging black people and the media not to react.
The next time somebody plants a noose, let's just ignore it. No press conferences, no news stories, nothing. Not because I don't understand the importance of fighting racism, and I'm quite aware of what nooses symbolize. Because in this case, walking on by might be the way to tamp down this expression of racism rather than going nuts every time somebody pulls it.
Three cheers, writes Betty Sheets of Stamford, Connecticut. He's right that hysterical reactions to such small-minded actions only give them a reality and gravitas they don't merit. Hold your nose and walk on by. Don't let your energy be diverted from the things that lead to real progress.
Alan Walker of Tucson, Arizona says, Mr. McWhorter's remarks are dead on. Perhaps the best response to an ignorant act is no response at all. What the perpetrators want is a response. Deny them that, and they will eventually stop.
But listener Gilbert Leslie of Los Angeles says McWhorter doesn't quite understand the depth of what the noose really signifies. The noose is a symbol of terror, pure and simple. It is meant to terrorize and demean. I would challenge his modest proposal as appeasement to the terrorist. Mr. McWhorter should develop contempt not for the blacks and media that react and report, but for the many non-blacks who don't react at all.
And Regina Howe of Rochester, New York, adds this reflection. We did ignore the nooses, she writes, or at least we did when the cross was burned at college, when stones were thrown at me as I and the few other black children in the gifted classes ran past shouting picketers for the elementary school bus. I was taught to soldier on. I guess Mr. McWhorter's path has been blessed to not ever encounter these acts of hatred. And while it didn't distract me from getting 3 degrees or holding jobs of increasing responsibility, I don't want another generation to suffer these racist fools without the embrace of support, without hearing me say it is wrong and must stop.
Finally, praise for Melissa's interview with guitar legend Eric Clapton.
Jim Weldon of Seattle says it was his driveway moment of the week. He writes, all musicians have their own heroes. Even though Eric knew the exact finger positions of all of his heroes' guitar work, he admitted that the way he does it looks nothing like the way they did it. I am a drummer, but I know exactly what Eric Clapton was saying. Music is so personal that it doesn't matter how you reach your goal, as long as you enjoy how you got there.
We'd like to know if you enjoy our show or are unhappy with part of it. Write to us. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us at the top of the page.